Nigeria, Boko Haram kills 81 in barbaric overnight village attack. By Gabrielle Reyes on June 12, 2020. Islamic terror group Boko Haram massacred a village on Tuesday in Nigeria's northeastern Borno state, killing at least 81 people. German broadcaster Deutsche Welle, DW, reported. Borno State Governor Babagana Zulum confirmed the attack on Fajuma Kalamaya village in the Gubbio area of Borno State on Wednesday after visiting the community and speaking to local residents. Rabu Issa, a member of a local Gubbio area defense force, described Tuesday's overnight ambush. They came on motorcycles and vehicles and killed people at will in an attack that lasted more than 2 hours. In all, we counted 69 corpses, but the death toll may be higher because some people are still missing. According to the report, Governor Zulum raised the death toll to 81 on Wednesday after interviewing survivors of the attack. He said that after speaking with locals, he learned that 7 people, including the leader of the village, were kidnapped by Boko Haram. "This is barbaric," Zulum told the Associated Press, AP, of the massacre. Malam Banu, the leader of a Gubbio defense group, told the AP that the terrorists returned Wednesday morning to finish off a local herdsman who had originally escaped the attack on Tuesday night. Then, Boko Haram set the entire village ablaze before they left. "As I am talking to you now, the village is still smoking," Bunya said on Wednesday. Bunya said he believed Tuesday's raising of Fajuma Kalamaya was an act of retaliation for the death of 2 Boko Haram terrorists whom the villagers managed to kill when the insurgents attempted to attack them about 2 months ago. Gubbio is located about 62 miles northwest of Maiduguri, the capital of Borno State. As Boko Haram's stronghold, Borno State has endured countless attacks over the years by the terrorists. According to DW, Gubbio residents are primarily animal herders who have managed to resist Boko Haram's aggression in recent years. Malam Banu said that the terrorist group later stole 1,200 cattle from local herders following Tuesday night's attack. Boko Haram often forces local villagers in Borno State to pay illegal taxes for their own livestock and agricultural goods. Until now, Bunya said, villagers in Gubbio had been able to resist the extortion. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari released a statement through his spokesperson on Wednesday condemning the attack, Nigeria's Premium Times reported. He, Buhari, is deeply shocked by the brutal killing of tens of people by the Boko Haram/Islam in West Africa Province, ISWAP, in Gubbio Village, Borno State, the statement read. Adding that the president was particularly shocked by the primordial nature of the killings because it happened not long after the Ramadan and Eid, Islamic holidays, and, as, the country is preparing to celebrate, Nigeria's, Democracy Day. According to the statement, Buhari has ordered Nigeria's armed forces to extract a heavy price from the attackers and bring back all those they kidnapped, as well as a large number of cattle rustled. Boko Haram has used the restrictions on movement imposed during the coronavirus pandemic to mount a deadly resurgence in the Lake Chad area in recent months. On March 22, Boko Haram attacked an army base on the Boma Peninsula, along the border with Nigeria and Niger, killing at least 92 Chadian soldiers in the single deadliest attack on Chad's military. Then, on March 23, Boko Haram massacred an entire Nigerian artillery unit in an ambush near northern Nigeria's Yobe state. According to UN estimates, Boko Haram has killed at least 36,000 people in northeastern Nigeria since 2009, displacing roughly 2 million more. Regional authorities have failed to significantly counter Boko Haram's ongoing jihadist campaign.